And it is time now for Talking Books. We are joined in the studio by the one, the only, Susan Brown, who heads up the Chapel Hill Public Library. ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is their website, and also Chapel Hill Arts and Culture, Community Arts and Culture, ChapelHillArts.org is their website. Just coming off a really successful concert at Legion over the weekend, which was great. And, of course, great things always happening at the library. Good morning. How are you?
I'm well.
You're busy.
I'm busy, and I was, well, so I'm busy, and I'm, like, looking at my email while you're doing our intro, and I'm listening to you, but the thing you said before, who's got a tiki bar? I didn't realize there was a tiki bar
Bang
around.
Bang Bang's got a tiki bar,
I did not know that.
Yeah, yeah.
Love a tiki bar.
There are a few places around with tiki bars. Hit me up. We'll talk
let's
after.
Let's make that a thing. Let's do an Aaron and Susan Talking Books tiki bar crawl.
All right, cool. I'm totally down with this. There's Lulu Bang Bang. There's the one in Box Yard. And then Alley 26 does like tiki drinks every so often, too.
See, I don't get out enough. You know the tiki bar
I know the
scene.
Tiki bar scene. Yeah,
yeah. I love it.
Down with the tiki bar scene. So what's going on at the library that folks should know about?
Well, all the things, of course.
Right.
The amazing library team is doing great stuff. Next week, we'll talk about our banned books, right to read, intellectual freedom, programming, and campaign, which is going to be amazing.
Right.
But this week, this month, actually, so it is currently Hispanic Heritage Month, which runs middle of September to middle of October. And, you know, we talked about the great concert at Live at Legion. Friday night, we did our Family Fun Friday, our final Family Fun Friday. I think it's our final. And it was Hispanic Heritage Month themed.
Okay.
And we, like, broke a record, apparently.
Nice.
Had a big crowd, lots of new folks signing up, lots of families, a really great Latin jazz band, so that was really fun. And then if you get our newsletter, you will have seen, I think it went out on Friday, we have a whole bunch of stuff happening. So we are doing bilingual story times in English and Spanish, so check out our website. This is something that we do periodically. The next one is on October 5th. We have a bunch of great book lists, fiction and nonfiction. We are working on a really cool short video to introduce folks whose Spanish is their native language to the library. And our great staff, Hannah and Luis and Myra, have been working on that. And
nice.
Myra, I just heard a rough cut of her voiceover, and it was so good.
That's great.
I was like, you could have a second career doing VO work. So that's going to come out soon. So yeah, we're really thinking about that Heritage Month. Yeah.
Cool.
Of course, there's all the other great things happening.
Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org is the website. Go there and find out more. So insofar as it is Hispanic Heritage Month, that just got underway. Let's recommend books based on that.
Let's talk books.
Let's talk books.
Because that's what we do here on
yes.
Talking Books. Okay, so I have two authors to recommend. And if we did a Venn diagram of Hispanic Heritage Month.
Right.
And then horror books, which I love.
Of course.
And then it's coming up on October, the spooky season.
Right, right.
Plus also a fourth circle would be like women authors writing very cool stuff right now.
Right, right.
These two authors would be at the center
okay,
of that.
Okay,
okay. Okay, so the first book that I want to recommend is Mexican Gothic. Mm. And also, I will say, I really love Gothic fiction. So
right.
Both of these authors write in that style. So Mexican Gothic came out in 2020. The author is Silvia Moreno Garcia. It's not her first book, but it was really her breakthrough book. It had wonderful cover art, and it is a Gothic story like Rebecca or any of those kind of famous ones, but fully realized in 1950s Mexico. So a young socialite. It opens with her. She meets a mysterious older gentleman. They have a fast and furious romance. And then she moves to the countryside to his home. And it's, of course, a giant castle with a weird, you know, old housekeeper and the strange grandfather kind of character. And it is so good. It is like gothic fiction with this, like, set in this whole new world. And as you get into it and the hook comes on of, like, what's happening in the house and why these people are so strange, it takes this gloriously weird and dark turn. So Mexican Gothic. And then she also has some other books. She's an author who each book I feel like is really set, like it's her and it's her riff on things, but it's set in a different world each time. So okay. Her next book was, what was the next book called? Oh, I just forgot the next book.
I know.
Oh, anyways.
Well, while you're looking that up.
Yes. You talk now.
Okay. Well, I have a question for you, because it's one of those things that, like, you say it and I get it and I know it when I see it, but what actually, like, how is gothic fiction defined? Like, what makes gothic fiction?
Let's go. Here we go.
Yes.
Great question.
Well, I like how your eyes just lit up. It's like, yes. I know this one.
Well, so gothic fiction, I mean, it goes back to, like, the, like, 1700s with, like, the Return of Udolpho and all of those kinds of books. It's generally a young female character who goes into often, you know, a giant castle or a house. It's dark. It's lonely. Strange things are afoot. You know, everything, like, it could be, there could be folk, like, there's some gaslighting often. Like, everything's normal, young female protagonist.
Of course,
why are you worried? Don't look at that, you know, thing that is going bump in the night kind of a thing. So generally the strong female character, like, think about, like, Wuthering Heights.
I had Wuthering Heights in my head. Yeah.
Right? All of those are that gothic tradition. And her next book that I wanted to mention is called Silver Nitrate. And this one is, like, set in the, I think it's, like, set in the 70s. Really, really interesting writer.
Cool.
So Mexican Gothic, great book.
All right. I'm going to go back a little bit further for my recommendation. I was talking with Victor Lewis earlier, and he's a huge fan of short stories. And I was thinking about that in the context of this, and I want to recommend a book I've actually taught, like the one time I got to, like, teach a fiction class to students in college. I, like, grabbed this book off my shelf. It's like, here, you must read this. Ficciones by Jorge Luis Borges.
Ooh.
He was an Argentinian writer, like, magic realism genre, which I actually don't usually get into.
Me
like,
either.
It takes a lot for me to get into magic realism, but on the rare occasions when I get a magic realist book and I read it and I like it, that's a sign that this is, like, an amazing thing. Beloved, for instance.
Yes.
Like, I liked Beloved, which is a sign that this is an absolutely incredible book. Ficciones is the same way. It's short stories, and he's got a couple of different collections of short stories. Very, very intellectual. Like, a lot of the stories are written as if it's a journal article by a professor about this thing that happened.
That metafiction, like, kind of.
Exactly,
yeah.
Right. Very, like, it's not horror, but it's creepy. It's uncanny. Like, you're in a world that doesn't quite make sense. Mysteries are happening. Like, things are fitting together perfectly, but not in the way that you expect them to. And he's just this incredibly smart and very, like, evocative short story author primarily, but just really, really great, like, mid-20th century. I think he won the Nobel Prize, if I remember right, or should have, at least.
Yeah, I never read... It's Borges, right?
Borges, yeah.
But I remember, like, as an undergrad, like, all of the, like, artsy students were always talking about Borges.
Yeah,
and then
time.
When I did, like, a couple graduate classes in literature, I always felt like the cool kids
over.
Were talking about Borges.
Yeah.
I was just like, I'm going to go read some Stephen King now.
Yeah,
bye-bye.
Yeah. He's got a couple, like, 5-page stories that are, like, Stephen King level in terms of, like, what the, like, the creepiness that they're able to evoke. It's really cool.
All right. Okay, so the other author that I want to talk about, if you read Silvia Murillo Garcia, Mexican Gothic, then you will definitely want to read another author writing right now named Isabel, I think it's Cañas. Cañas, C-A-N-A-S with the tilde over the N.
Cañas.
Her first book is The Hacienda, which is, again, a fully realized gothic tale. Really, really great. And then And actually, for the blurb for the Hacienda, they called it Mexican Gothic meets Rebecca. So it's a it's a Gothic novel that's currently out there referencing another Gothic novel that's
It's interesting because the way you described Mexican Gothic, it was like it was already meeting Rebecca, right?
Exactly. Like, right. So that one's great. But then her second one, which I just got my hands on, is called Vampires of El Norte, which is just a great title.
Oh, nice.
Exactly. It's set in the mid, like, 1800s. Two main characters who meet, and they have some past sort of beefs to settle. And right as they're getting into that, they realize that, you know, something strange is afoot. So it's both them, like, realizing their, or, like, reconciling, but also, like, fighting vampires.
It's like a From Dusk Till Dawn kind of vibe.
Yeah, exactly. And the cover art is so good, like these like throwbacks to like, you know, right? Isn't it great?
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, so I'm just starting this one, but I love the like Vampires of El Norte.
It's like Vivian Leigh fighting vampires in a lightning storm.
With lightning
that cover.
And cacti. Yep.
Awesome. Again, ChapelHillPublicLibrary.org for more information on the library, ChapelHillArts.org for more information on Community Arts and Culture Festival coming up in just a couple of weeks.
That's
which
right.
is awesome. So get information on the website there. Susan Brown, thank you so much.
Thank you.